The truth is always and only what God says about a matter.
But Dr. Tony Evans says truth shared is incomplete if it isn't delivered with love.
Love says, the reason I'm telling you the truth is because I care about your well-being.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The Christian life is like a classical concerto. It's intended for an orchestra, not just a bunch of soloists. Let's join Dr. Evans as he talks about the importance of knowing God together.
I want to talk to you for a few moments today about experiencing God together. Paul wrote the book of Ephesians. And the book of Ephesians is a book about the church. It is my favorite New Testament book. And one of the problems that Paul had to address when writing the church at Ephesus was a racial conflict in the church. There was a racial divide in the church between Jews and Gentiles. They couldn't stand each other, basically. But then Jesus Christ creates this thing called the church. And Paul must come and explain to these two groups of people, don't bring that mess in here. For example, in Ephesians chapter 2, he says to them in verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one. See, there's one again. And broke down the barrier of the dividing wall. In the temple, there was a division. The Gentiles couldn't go any further, for Jews only. In verse 16, that he might reconcile them both into one body. Here's one again. To God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity or the conflict between you two groups of people. Don't bring that mess in here. Verse 18, for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. There's our word one again. He continues, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fit together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place in the Spirit, together. I hate to tell you this, but you're not an only child. It's our Father who art in heaven, not my daddy who is in heaven. You are part of something bigger. And to miss the bigger in the name of my own personal Christian experience is to limit your personal Christian experience. You will get more of God by connecting with God's purposes through his people than you can ever get in your private experience with God. You limit, we limit, I limit our experience with God when we live in Christian isolation. In chapter 4, he says God has established leaders in verse 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to equip the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. He says he gives leaders to equip members to make the body of Christ bigger, stronger, and more effective. He brings people together, Jews and Gentiles. We might say today, blacks and whites and Hispanics or Asians or the poor, the middle class, and the rich. People from different backgrounds, different histories, different orientations to come together to get something more in experiencing God than they could ever get being apart. That's why the Bible tells husbands and wives to be one flesh. Because you can get more as one than you can ever get being two. In fact, he tells the husband, don't even bother to pray if you're two. And so God is after this collective impact. So that verse 14, we, because he's talking about everybody, are no longer children. Those children going back and forth, in and out, up and down. I want this. No, I don't want this. I want that. He wants us to be stable. Why? Because we're connected. How does this happen? How do we get there? Here it is. This is a little uncomfortable verse, but it's in there, so we got to talk about it. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ. He says, in the family of God, if you want to experience God at a higher level than you could ever experience individually as a Christian, you must be in an environment, here it is, where you speak the truth in love. The thing that should mark the church that wants to experience God is you speak the truth in love. Now, why is this critical to experiencing God? Most of us, when we came in the church this morning, drug in our lies with us. Some of those are lies that we know about, and some are lies that we don't know about. It's just been attached to us so long we don't know it's a lie. Because we were raised that way. My mama was that way. My daddy was that way. Many people who grew up believing in slavery didn't think it was wrong because that's how they were raised. They thought this was normal. This was okay because certain people get certain benefits or other people don't. That was just the way they were raised. So they thought it was the truth even though it was a lie. Because they were just raised that way. Doesn't excuse the lie, but it means that they had the lie as part of their worldview in which they were raised. And so they operate that way. Well, here's the problem with that. When you are operating on a lie, you automatically limit or cancel God's involvement because he's the God of truth. So God will not mix it up with a lie because he's the God of truth. So you can talk about it, pray about it, counsel about it. You can do all that about it. But until you face the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. God is not involved. And the thing that should be present in the church is the truth. Not my truth or your truth. You know, we got folk going around here talking about, well, I know my truth. It's either the truth or it is the lie. All right? Okay, so that raises the question, what's the truth? The truth is always and only what God says about a matter. Many times when you face how God feels about a matter, you won't be happy. You won't be happy because a lot of things that God says or feels about a matter will go against the grain of who we are. It will go against our history, background, perspective, the media, even public education or college or whatever. It will go against the grain. I love the way the scripture says, it says, let God be true and every man a liar. Every man. I don't care what degrees they have in front of their names. I don't care how much they are revered. Let God be true. When God speaks on a matter, let him be true. Call everybody else a liar. Don't call him a liar. If you want to experience God, and if you want the people you know, love, care about, and worship with to experience God, then truth must reign. And sometimes truth isn't pretty. When I'm confronting my sin, you're confronting your sin, and we have to confront the truth. That's not pretty, but that's the place where you experience God. Which means in the church of Jesus Christ, people have to be free enough to speak the truth. To say, you know, that's not pleasing God. That's not godly. That is godly. I mean, you've got to be free to speak the truth. God's viewpoint must rule. You know, you've heard me talk about it before in Galatians chapter 2. Peter is eating ham sandwiches with the Gentiles. He's found out that the Gentiles know how to cook. Hog maws, chitlin, pig feet, fat back. He's found out these Gentiles know how to cook. And in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 and following, he is eating with the Gentiles until his boys from the hood show up. It says the Jews, his brethren, showed up and saw him eating with the Gentiles and didn't like it. Why are you? Yeah, we gotta live with them in heaven, but we don't have to eat with them on earth. We don't fellowship with those people. Peter. We don't fellowship with those. We don't go on that side of town. We don't go to church with them. We don't do that with them. And they were ticked off. It says when Peter saw that his homeboys were ticked off because he was eating with the Gentiles, he slid back his chair because he didn't want to offend his own race. So he slid back his chair and no longer continued eating with the Gentiles. The problem came because Paul saw it. And Paul said, when I saw Peter backing up from the Gentiles, disturbing, here it is, the truth of the gospel. He says he's messing with the Christian message because the Christian message says that when you come to Jesus Christ and sins are forgiven, you are placed in one body. Those are your brothers and sisters in Christ. When I saw him slide back his chair as if they were now less than his brothers who were Jews, he says, because he did it publicly, I condemned Peter before them all. I don't care that he was an apostle. I don't care that he was going to write a couple of books in the Bible. I don't care that he was the leader of the disciples. He was wrong because God said he was wrong. And I condemned him publicly for messing with the truth. Because Paul understood that was going to mess with God's presence in the church. In fact, that's where my favorite verse comes from. At the end of that story, Paul writes, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, Christ lives in me. The life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. His major verse on being identified with Christ comes at the end of this story of not choosing your history, background, race, color, culture, gender over your faith. In other words, black is beautiful as long as it's biblical, and white is right if it agrees with Holy Writ.
Dr. Evans will take a look at why simply telling the truth isn't enough when he comes back in a moment. Stay with us.
How well do you know God? Is he an acquaintance or is he at the level of a good friend? Maybe you know him as well as you know your spouse. Think about it. How well do you truly know God? Dr. Tony Evans' newest book, Knowing God, is about pursuing a connection with the one who can truly meet your physical and emotional needs. Visit TonyEvans.org and get your copy of the book, Knowing God, along with a DVD and Bible study. That's at TonyEvans.org.
And today is the last day to request our special Knowing God bundle. If you visit TonyEvans.org right away and help out with a contribution, we'll send you the Power of Knowing God book, companion study guide, and resource DVD, as well as all 8 full-length messages from Tony's current teaching series, Knowing God. Together, this package of resources will teach you how to move from a casual acquaintance with God to an intimate friend. It's all our way of showing appreciation for your faithful support of this ministry. Get all the details and make your request online at TonyEvans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. This special offer ends today, so contact us right away. I'll have that contact information for you again later in the program. Right now, here's Dr. Evans with more of today's message.
So, he says, speaking the truth, but then he says, in love. See, to simply speak the truth is not enough. Truth without love is brutality. You can be brutal with the truth. You can use the truth like a hammer and beat people over the head with it. And God said this, and God said that, and God said this, and God said that. God said this. You can beat people up with the truth. The truth is not enough. It is foundational. It is important. It is not sufficient. He says, speak the truth with love. Now, what is love? Love is where you're seeking the best for the person to whom you're telling it. You see, because love without the truth is hypocrisy. I just love you so much. You're such a nice person. You look so good. Even though you hate them, even though they don't look that good. I mean, you're being a hypocrite, but you're using all these flowery language. Okay? Love says, the reason I'm telling you the truth is because I care about your well-being. Love says, I care about you. Love says, I care about you experiencing God, and I care about your best. Love says, I'm after your best with the truth. You don't just give the truth. You don't just give love. You speak the truth in love. So that they know two things. I heard the truth, God's view on the matter, and I care about the person whom I'm giving it to. Now, if they reject the truth, you can't do anything about that. But you are to deliver it with a sense of concern for their well-being. You're not just beating people up with the truth. Even though you're right, you're crucifying people with it. But neither do you show love without including the truth. Why? So that we can all grow up in all aspects under Him. So that we can experience Him together. More of Him. That's what He's after. And then He comes to the verse 16. From whom the whole body, because He's talking about everybody, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Here it is. He says, God is after building up of the whole body through that which every individual part supplies. So you don't lose your individual uniqueness through that which every... My hand is not my foot. My foot is not my arm. My arm is not my eye. Those are all separate things tied to one body. And when one of those things goes wrong, it doesn't only affect the one thing that went wrong. It affects the things it's attached to. Conversely, if I cut off my hand dies. It's still a hand, but it's a non-functioning reality because it's not attached to life, because the life is with the body. My hand can only experience so much without the rest of me. Some things my hand will never do if my feet aren't involved. My hand can want to go over there, but if my feet aren't working with it, my hand will never get there. My hand can do certain things, but it's going to be limited. He says, so that the whole body draws. You know, one of the diseases that we fear the most, the one word we don't want to hear, is cancer. That's the word we don't want to hear, and rightly so. You know what? Basically, cancer are cells that don't want to go with the program. They're cells that want to create their own independent plan. And it would be fine if they would leave your body to do it. But no, they want to stay there and be independent. So they break off from the program and start their own program. And they reproduce after their kind, sucking blood. See, they grow sucking the blood, but they're growing in rebellion. In fact, they reproduce after their only kind and they get some others to hang out with them. Now you got a lump. Even that wouldn't be so bad if they would just stay in one place. But then they metastasize, and now they want to tour the rest of the body until they kill it. Cancer are cells that are in rebellion, siphoning off life. When the church is not growing up all into the knowledge of God, you have to understand you're either contributing to life or you're sucking it, removing it, losing it. And as a result, the church does not become what the church was meant to be. This life-giving, breathing, life-fulfilling experience with the living God. says, until all of you us grow up unto him, grow up to the knowledge, the experience of God. And that becomes our portion, and that becomes our experience, and that becomes the reality. Truth with love producing something spectacular in the knowledge of God. But we don't need more talk about God. We need God. That's a big difference. Talking about him is one thing. Experiencing his transforming supernatural intrusion into our experience, that's a whole nother ballgame. We're all familiar with the HOV lanes for folk who are not traveling alone. If you're traveling alone, you can't get in the HOV lane, that is, without getting penalized. They're going to give you a ticket. You know why they're going to give you a ticket? Because you're by yourself. That's for high occupancy vehicles. That's for vehicles with somebody else with you. If somebody else is not with you, then you get with the masses like everybody else. But if somebody is traveling with you, we got this private route you can take. And you can bypass the masses and experience a drive that is unhindered and unblocked because you have somebody else with you. God's got a special lane for people who are in fellowship with others, where you get to travel in the experience of God far and beyond just your individual private vehicle of life. If you only knew, you take the Civil War. You know why there was a Civil War? Because the Church of Jesus Christ wouldn't deal with the truth about American slavery. And because it didn't deal with the truth, God does what he regularly does. He lets all hell break loose. God will let all hell break loose when his people will not abide by the truth and in the name of God breaks up the body. Conversely, when God's people get the message, God's glory falls. So the question is, what kind of people will we be? Will we just be religious folk who come to a meeting once a week, or will we be the place where people can say God shows up there? Because those people are not just in it for them. They understand they're part of something so much bigger. So they are experiencing so much more.
A reminder of what we can all accomplish when we know God together. And that begins, of course, with each of us seeking to know him personally. Here's Dr. Evans once again.
You can hear a Bible lesson like the one we just brought you and go on with your day like nothing happened. Or you can take an honest look into your heart and ask, what does God want me to do with this? If you're already a Christian, well, you've got the Word of God and the Holy Spirit inside to help you find the answer. But if you're not, the first step before anything else is to take the Lord up on his offer to forgive every mistake in your past, no matter how many or how bad, and to make you new from the inside out. That can happen for you today when you admit you can't be perfect on your own and ask Jesus Christ to become Lord of your life. I put together a video that explains how it works. To see it, just go to my website, tonyevans.org, and click on the Jesus link. I picked out some free follow-up resources for you as well. I hope you'll check them out today.
And while you're there, don't forget that today's your last chance to take advantage of the special offer we're making on Tony's brand new book, The Power of Knowing God, as well as the companion study guide and special resource DVD, and all 8 messages from the Knowing God audio series. We've packaged all these powerful resources together as our gift to you, our way of saying thanks when you make a generous contribution to help keep Tony's important teaching available on this station and around the world. Contact us right away at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. Resource team members are standing by 24/7 to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or request the Knowing God package online at tonyevans.org. Again, that's tonyevans.org. You know, a lot of people attend revivals looking for more energy or enthusiasm. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans begins a series that'll teach us about what we really need to literally be brought back to life. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.